RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
One more time on a Friday. It's the Friday Fun Show. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. We're going dancing with the Dukes. JMU basketball plays tonight. The wait is over. We've been talking about it all week. We've been getting ready for it. And now we just have to wait all day long for it. 9:40 scheduled tip tonight. We'll see if that actually happens or not. We came close last night. I think we did a 10 o'clock tip on the late game. I'd expect about the same from JMU tonight. Dancing with the Dukes, brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness. Journey Health and Wellness achieves weight loss differently, using individual science-based strategies to care for their patients. Every patient's journey with obesity is different, and so is your weight management plan at Journey Health and Wellness. They'll customize your strategy using diet, supplements, and the latest medications. Best news of all, your treatment may be covered by insurance. Schedule a consultation today. They're in the West End at Pump Road and Ridgefield Parkway. That's Journey Health and Wellness, journeyhealthwellness.org. Thank them for coming along on this ride with us. We'll go up to Brooklyn, where yesterday was open practice day at the Barclays Center for the Dukes. Get a chance to get out and experience the court and give it a try and participate in front of the fans and the band and everybody. I love open practice day at the tournament. It's always a ton of fun because they're not trying to accomplish anything in the practice. They're just getting ready, getting the feel for it, soaking it in so that it won't be strange to them when they come out tonight against Wisconsin. Wisconsin, 5.5-point favorites, but I like JMU's mentality. Terrence Edwards Jr., one of the players who chatted yesterday, Terrence Edwards Jr. said, yeah, I get that we're a fun story. I get that JMU hasn't been in 11 years. Not good enough for me, though. That's not what I'm here for.
We're not down here for vacation. We're here to win and win only. So that's what we're about to do today, come here and get some work and get ready for the game tomorrow.
There you go. They're dialed in. And this is a team that's accomplished a lot this year. 31 wins, 30 of them against Division I teams that count. Not a lot of 30-win teams every year, and certainly not a lot that reach this stage. JMU's got a chance to punch its ticket to the second round of the NCAA tournament against Wisconsin after what's going to be a fun day of basketball out in Brooklyn. JMU coach Mark Byington talked about how the Dukes will be wearing patches tonight to pay tribute to Lefty Drizel, longtime coach who passed away earlier this year, who led the Dukes to the tournament back in the day. Here's Mark Byington on Lefty Drizel.
Yeah, I mean, Lefty, he's a legend. And, not just, what he did at James Madison, getting them to the tournament, but then at the same time, just his college sports. I'm really proud and happy that we're doing this. We're representing him on this stage and this level. And you'll see the Lefty patch on our guy's uniform. And it felt me really good. I heard from his son yesterday, Chuck Drizel. And Chuck told me how much it meant to the family that we're doing this. And I just told him it's the least we can do. He's done a lot for James Madison and college sports, and we're glad we're honoring him this way.
Guy who would love watching this JMU team, right? A scrappy team with a veteran presence, a lot of seniors. Mark Byington really assembled a great transfer portal team. A lot of guys from other places who have come together nicely. Reminds me a lot of the job Chris Mooney did, although I think JMU's big enough, too. That's something people sleep on. JMU's big enough to hang with these Big Ten teams. You don't always expect that out of a Sun Belt squad. They recruited really well. They got players from Power 5 schools. Whatever they were doing on the trail, Mark Byington assembled himself a heck of a basketball team there at JMU. And size isn't going to be an issue tonight against Wisconsin. You think about the Big Ten and the big guys, the bruisers inside. I don't think JMU's at a tremendous size mismatch here, and that's reflected in the way they've prepared all week, right? We were out there in Harrisonburg on Sunday. They had the goodbye party, and yesterday Mark Byington said, look, this is a group that's feeling really, really good right now.
I got a confident group, and we've been through a lot. So sometimes you win 31 games, and you don't think you've been through a lot of adversity. We've been through it and sometimes overcome it during the game, during moments, And this is a resilient group, and we haven't had to go down like some teams do and lose multiple games or have bad losing streaks, but we've learned along the way, and we're not trying to sit there even talk about 32. We're talking about going 1-0, and we've talked about going 1-0 the entire year, and then we get to play Wisconsin on Friday. We're just trying to go 1-0. We're not trying to get to 32 or win the most wins in the country. It's a singular focus, and our guys have bought into it, and it keeps me focused, it keeps them focused, and we don't have to worry about what's behind us or in front of us.
They've done it. They've taken all comers so far, minus App State. Good news. Appalachian State, nowhere near Brooklyn, New York tonight. No need to worry there. The kryptonite is not in the building. JMU looks really good. But I think one of the other things, we've talked about this with some of our guests this week on Dancing with the Dukes, brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness, of course, is what it means for JMU, the school, in Jeff Bourne's final year as athletic director, that they've had this across-the-board success, right? The women's basketball team making the finals, the football team having its success at the highest levels, and a lot of the Duke's Olympic sports having great years and tourney appearances as well. Mark Byington talked about that, how this is the time of year where you can really put your school on the radar, on the map, as we learned from Oakland, Michigan last night. Win here, people know your name a lot better.
Yeah, it's been a special place, and one of my favorite things that I always talk to about people who are non-athletic at campuses is what athletics can do for a campus, and you know, what it can do for admissions or tell stories or things that might not get told about the school, you know, that are unheard of without having the platform of athletics and sports to be able to tell it. Well, JMU's got a great story. It's got every single thing there is big time. Tremendous people, great fan base. And, you know, I'm glad we were able to kind of be on the stage to shine JMU even more. I mean, our football team and us were in the top 25, and there was a couple weeks there. It was awesome. Every time you looked on television, you were seeing JMU. And that's great for anybody that has pride in the university or know about the university. And then also to know the story, I mean, our softball team was in a national championship game just a couple years ago. And the sports there is at a high level. It's not just football and basketball. And I'm glad that we can kind of help, you know, shine the light on the other sports as well.
Heck of a run at JMU and a heck of a walk-off for Jeff Bourne, longtime athletic director there who's built a lot of that and beautiful facilities in Harrisonburg. And we'll see if they can't keep the dance going. From a exposure perspective, hard to do much better. Prime time on CBS tonight, about 10 o'clock. We expect that one to tip in Brooklyn after the Duke-Vermont game. We'll be watching the Dukes. We'll be seeing what they've got against Wisconsin. Not an easy game by any stretch against a team that's one of the best in the Big Ten. Started the year one of the best in the country before cooling off a bit. We'll see what happens. Tonight we'll be tuned in. We'll be locked in. We'll go around the rest of the country, tell you what is coming up when we kick it over to Westwood One for their wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA tournament here at 11 o'clock. We're dancing with the Dukes thanks to Journey Health and Wellness. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Friday Fun Show. We're halfway through it here at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, we will kick it over to Westwood One's wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA tournament. But first, we're dancing with the Dukes, thanks to Journey Health and Wellness. They customize your weight loss strategy using diet supplements and the latest medications. Your treatment may be covered by insurance. Schedule a consultation with Journey Health and Wellness in the West End at Pump Road and Ridgefield Parkway. They're online at journeyhealthwellness.org. Action kicks off today. In Brooklyn, Northwestern takes on Florida Atlantic. You'll hear the tip of that right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we'll do Westwood One's whip-around coverage. Take you across the country today. Brooklyn, Memphis, Spokane, and Indianapolis. Your four sites for NCAA tournament action this morning. I feel like those are four places that are good tournament sites. I can't speak for Spokane. Our West Coaster here would have a better opinion on that. I feel like that's the one I like. That's hard to get to. I'm sure the West Coasters appreciate somebody being out there, but you'd rather have a San Diego or even a Portland, that kind of situation. But Memphis, great city. Indianapolis, great event city. Brooklyn, I've heard New York's a nice place and is busy. You have to stay out until 3 a.m. there is what I've
heard.
They
make you.
They make you. They make you.
They're awful.
That was a report from the A-10 tournament. I'd be, you know, I could do it. I could do it, but I have to steel myself. That was the word. No AWOD radio today, but please visit thefanrichmond.com and vote in the second round of the AWOD Burger Bracket, deciding the best burger in Richmond. Voting stays open all weekend. We've got some good Sweet 16 quarterfinal, not quarterfinal. This isn't the quarterfinal. This is the round of eight. Yeah, that's quarterfinal, right? Is a quarterfinal the round of eight? Yeah. Eight teams, quarterfinals. Yes.
I think so.
Eight teams, four games. I was told there would be no math.
You sound like you're trying to convince yourself.
I'm working on it. Yeah, quarterfinal. Yes, quarterfinal, semifinal. Championship.
Okay.
We're in the quarterfinals.
We're in the quarterfinals.
Of the burger bracket where Sidewalk Cafe and Easy Burger are in a neck-and-neck battle for burger supremacy here. Also, Roy's Big Burger and Little Nickel both splitting about 50% of the vote on the bottom side of the bracket. Your vote counts. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You were Politics and Pints the other night celebrating democracy. Every vote counts.
Every vote counts.
In A1's burger bracket at thefanrichmond.com. So today, Northwestern Florida Atlantic starts the action at 12:15. We've got Colgate-Baylor, UAB San Diego State, and Western Kentucky Marquette in the early window. The Fightin' Shaka Smarts is the two seed. I thought they got done wrong by the draw last year. Ended up losing to Michigan State early. It was a great team last year. It's another great team this year. Shaka Smarts assembled at Marquette. Wouldn't be surprised if they make a little noise in this tournament. They'll get the winner of Colorado, Florida. A reminder, there's a play-in game winner that wins a game in the tournament. Almost every year since the inception of the format, Colorado is the team with the opportunity to do that today. They'll take on Florida at 4:30. Our late afternoon window, we've got UConn Stetson, UConn the one seed, getting its title defense underway. New Mexico Clemson. New Mexico's the 11, Clemson's the 6. I declared Clemson massively overrated on this very radio program. And New Mexico is going to be a 1.5-point favorite in that game as the 11 seed. Won't even be an upset for the 11 to beat the 6 today. Had a pair of 11 seeds win yesterday. 11 is the new 12, right? It's a weird bracket year. Everybody kind of slid up one line from normal. So those 12-5 upsets you're used to seeing are happening on the 11 line this year. Clemson extremely vulnerable coming into that game against New Mexico. Now, I also told you Dayton was overrated yesterday. And for 33 minutes of basketball, I was right. And they closed the game on a 24-4 run to knock off Steve Alford's Nevada team. Steve Alford, not the first time he's blown a 17-point NCAA tournament lead. That's a bad stat to have on the screen. He also lost to Northwestern State when he was Iowa's coach. No stranger to March, no stranger to the disappointment. We've also got Yale-Auburn, which is a fun one. A lot of momentum behind Yale. A lot of people picking Yale. I am huge on Auburn. They're the four seed. I'm telling you, I think they can make a lot of noise in this tournament. But first, they've got to survive Yale at 4:15 today. Night games, We'll roll it right from the morning into the evening. Westwood won pregame. We'll cover the gap between the two. 6:50, your first night game tonight, as Texas A&M takes on Nebraska, Vermont, and Duke at 7:10. Duke, 12-point favorites. They stumbled out of the gate in the ACC tournament. We'll see if they can right the ship against a veteran Vermont team, right? That's got echoes of what we saw last night with Kentucky and with Oakland. You certainly catch those vibes again. A veteran Vermont team that's peaking at the right time against a Duke team that stumbled down the stretch after making a case that they were maybe neck and neck with North Carolina, really seeded that ACC title down the stretch in their game against North Carolina, and then losing in the first round, their first game, rather, of the ACC tournament. They most certainly did not have to play in the first round of the ACC tournament. NC State did, though, and they're still dancing. We've also got Purdue Grambling State in the late window, and Alabama takes on the College of Charleston in the True TV. Does anybody want to watch this game? I'll answer the question. Yeah, I want to watch it. I got YouTube TV. We got the four box going. They put all four games on at the same time. It's complete overload. I love it so much and get to see all the games at the same time. I'll fire up some Alabama College of Charleston. Absolutely. Your late night games tonight. Longwood. We've been waiting for Longwood. First time we called their name today. We don't have AWOD or Stub here to lance with. They've been lancing all week with Longwood. They're the 16 seed. They'll get their chance against Houston tonight, 9:20 tip-off in Memphis. That's not the draw you want there. Houston's a pretty good basketball team. It would not surprise me at all if Longwood politely bows out to the first round of the NCAA tournament. But they'll get their chance. They're in the dance. They've got their ticket, and they've got their shot. JMU Wisconsin, of course, we've talked about that one. We're dancing with the Dukes all week. And for JMU, I don't think size is going to be an issue here. You wonder about that sometimes when you get a mid-major, low-major, whatever we're classifying the Sun Belt as team. We talked with Mark Byington earlier in the week about how do you get the Sun Belt to two bids? Well, I don't know that you get the Sun Belt to two bids. I don't know that that will ever be a two-bid conference. It's probably historic seasons by JMU and App State or by another team. But they had one this year. And the committee puts them on the 12 line, which says if JMU hadn't won the Sun Belt title, they wouldn't have been dancing. So I think that's doomed to be a one-bid league in a lot of ways. Obviously, JMU's not there for basketball. They're there for the football, and the football's been very good. And I think the football has a good chance to claim that group of five playoff spot that's going to exist every year for the best non-major college football team. But at the same time, they pay attention to the basketball, too, up in Harrisonburg, and they've got a heck of a roster there. Some guys who came in from bigger schools and some guys who have been around for a while, like Julian Wooden. And it's an impressive collection of talent. You heard from Terrence Edwards. They're not there on vacation. They're not in New York to sightsee. They're not there for a slice of pizza, although if they win, they can have a slice of pizza. They're open late. It's not like D.C. where we walked out of the arena and there was nothing there at midnight. They're open late in New York.
They're making you stay up till 2 a.m. There better be pizza.
Pizza's for winners.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza's for winners. You have like a falafel or something if you don't. I'm not knocking falafel. I'm just saying I don't think a college basketball player would pick the falafel. You never know, though. We'll check in. If we're dancing with the Dukes next week, we'll get the answers to these pressing questions. We'll be dancing with the Dukes next week if they can find a way to sneak by Wisconsin tonight. TCU, Utah State, your late game in Indianapolis. And then we close out the night with Grand Canyon against St. Mary's. And Gonzaga represented the West Coast well yesterday, cruised by McNeese State in a game I didn't see coming, but I enjoyed a little bit watching Will Wade lose like that. 30 points on national TV, getting pantsed by Gonzaga. Can St. Mary's keep? I had said Gonzaga is not as good as St. Mary's this year. That tells me either I'm wildly misreading this situation or things are looking good for St. Mary's as they get ready to tip in the late, late game tonight at 10 o'clock. You'll hear it all right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for wall-to-wall tourney coverage from Westwood Sports. Of course, we'll take a pause tomorrow night for Virginia Tech, Ohio State, NIT basketball, and then come back Sunday night, VCU against South Florida, 7:30 tip down in Tampa, pregame at 6:45. 5. We're dancing with the Dukes all week. Thanks to Journey Health and Wellness, we'll put a bow on that segment. Hopefully not forever, but we'll see what happens. All right, we're going to step aside. We got one more segment to bring this thing home today, an abbreviated Friday program. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.